Work with us.
We're going to talk about Valentine's Day here. And later in the hour, we're going to once again visit with Roberta's cousin, actor Peter Fasinelli. He is best known as the blood-sucking Dr. Carlisle Cullen in Twilight. But he also is a nurse Jackie, I think, isn't he? Yeah, didn't you see him on the set of that? Didn't I remember you?
Yeah, a couple of weeks ago. They were filming here in New York, a couple of blocks away from where I live. Yeah. They used Baruch College as the outside for All Saints Hospital. It was so cold that night. And he and one of his co-actors, they were out there just in suits. I'm not going to give away the plot because it's a big one. It's a big plot. Big plot development. But they were out there freezing.
Well, in a true spirit of a Fasinelli. Your cousin's people just called and canceled on us.
Really? Did they really?
Yeah, so we're going to have to reschedule. They said they'd reschedule.
Call them up, Roberta. Will you give
did they find out Roberta was here or what?
Yeah, that must have been it.
Roberta.
I'm so disappointed.
So not much attention to that. It's 7 to change. Actually, 8 after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. And not to let this bother you, I was talking yesterday. I don't think you heard me tell the story, Roberta, about my ride out of Salt Lake City back to Los Angeles day before yesterday, going through a really bad storm.
Ooh.
It was most uncomfortable.
Rain.
It was warm, 40-some-odd degrees, so it wasn't going to turn to snow. Mm-hmm. But the cloud is, it only is surface and air conditions that determine whether it's snow or rain, but the moisture still in the cloud is going to come out as something. And it was one of those big, heavy, cirrocumulus cloud formations and just laid on top of, and it was thick and deep, laid on the top of the city. And those mountains around most of Salt Lake, they hold that stuff in. It's like a basin. The same as the L.A. basin. When bad weather comes in, it gets held in by the mountains. But the mountain range is, 80 miles from the center of the city? How far is it over that mountain range, Jennifer? Not 80 miles.
Probably about 80 miles or so.
Is it 80 miles out?
Yeah.
All right, so anyway, we're taking off. I'm in a Boeing 737, and the plane's full. And you take off. We were 40 minutes late because of we sat there waiting for the storm to go by and other planes to come in. They'd closed down most of the other runway. And so anyway, we go off into the clouds, and the quality of the ride left something to be desired. This was the roughest pounding I'd taken on a plane since I was in college.
Really?
I remember this like it was yesterday. I went to my first meeting of the Intercollegiate Broadcasters Association when I was a sophomore. I joined it, and so I went.
I belong to that, too.
Yeah. For a weekend, they used to have I remember meeting Walter Cronkite.
Oh, yeah.
There, a bunch of the good guys from WMCA.
Yep.
We went over to the Mutual Newsroom.
Oh, funny.
It was wonderful. So anyway, but we came into Long Island, or into LaGuardia, during a thunder and lightning storm, and it hit the plane. And if you don't think that will rock your socks off. And then the other time, I do remember there was another time we went around. I was on my way to Texas, and I had to go through Atlanta. And we came out of what was a tornadic event. One side of the plane, you look out the window, it looked like nighttime. Other side, you look out, it looked like daytime. Well, we got grabbed by some of the tornadic winds, and really, we lost 14,000 feet in a minute and a half. The plane went down like a bullet. And everything opens up inside of it. It was a 757, a 727. And I remember getting off the plane. We got off, as a matter of fact, in Baton Rouge. That's where
Baton
Rouge. Went down below New Orleans 300 miles and came back around to try to miss this. And I remember getting off I had to change my underwear. That's how bad that was. And,
really?
This was 1983 or 84 in there somewhere. And I remember the pilot said to me, I looked at him, I said, how are you? And he said, you know what? We were just the same as you. When you get into one of those things, you let the stick go and let the plane go where it's going to go because you can't fight it. So
right.
let it follow
right.
whatever's
right.
going on. They let it go. And then when it gets to a point where they can really control it again, then they do. But when you go down at that steep an angle, you think you're done. Well, in this plane ride the other day, I'm a pretty seasoned traveler. I fly a lot, and much of it doesn't bother me. You get banged around a little bit. But because the ambiance around you is, and I had a woman and her child next to me, and they were really upset that the child was crying. So it gets into your psyche, and then you start to get worried about it. And I'm watching this plane twist around, people screaming, and the bouncing, watch people bounce around. And you can't really tell when you're up in the air whether you're going up or down. Once you get into that stuff, but the sensation you feel is that the plane is headed downward. And because you take off in a circumstance like that where there's mountains all around and you can't see anything, I'm thinking, where are the mountains? I want to know. But in fact, we were way above the mountains, but you couldn't tell
right.
that until we got out of the clouds. But I will tell you, for about 14, 15 minutes, bad. Now, the reason I tell you that story is because there has been much made in the last month or so of how safe skies are, not only here in America, but around the world. And last year, there were no fatalities. For the first time since commercial aviation began, the year 2010 saw no fatalities anywhere in the world in terms of flying. No planes down, nobody, nothing. So you feel pretty good about that. But you every once in a while see something that sobers you up, or you go through an experience like I did. Another thing that sobered me up was looking at this story from last Friday night when American Airlines Flight 951 took off from JFK on its way to Brazil. 10:30 in the evening, warning system. The pilots see all these warnings, and they think, my God, this is the collision warning. And they try to see what's around them, but they pull, this is 777, so it has all the latest stuff in it. So the plane, they have to fly it, but the plane, the computers tell you what to do. Go this way, go that way, get around. There were two C-17s that were on the same flight path. And if the plane had not done the evasive action that the computers told it to do, it would have been the end of it.
Yeah.
And so you wonder about these things and how it is. One of the problems is they have a separate air traffic control system for the Air Force and military planes, and we have the commercial system, air traffic control system, and they don't talk to each other because they haven't blended. Clinton tried to do this. This shows you how crazy things are. When Clinton was president, he tried to get both systems merged for a number of reasons. Not only is the Air Force air traffic control system better because it's more direct, but it's more closely monitored, and the equipment is better than they have with a federal air traffic control system that's for the commercial flights. It isn't the air traffic control system, anybody who works in it will tell you it's old equipment, antiquated, and if the people who are looking at that screen are not on the top of their game, you're looking for trouble. It's that dependent on the human factor, whereas the air traffic control system run by the Air Force or by the military is much more sophisticated and much easier to maintain, the slots where the planes are, yada, yada, yada. So anyway, they try to bring an example of what happens. If you are flying from Tampa, let's say, to Bangor, there's an Air Force base in Tampa, there's an Air Force base in Bangor. You go a direct straight line, straight as straight could be. If you flew from Tampa to Bangor, you'd have to follow every major airport up and down the coast, because the air traffic control system for the commercial industry is patterned after where the airports are. That's where you get the connections. If you ever notice, you ask yourself, like every time I fly to Los Angeles from Boston, they go up over Canada, then down to Chicago, down across Des Moines, and down to Denver and down that way. What are you doing that for? That adds an extra 35 to 45 minutes onto the ride. A straight shot from Boston to Los Angeles cuts off at least 400 to 500 miles of the trip. So you save fuel, you save time, you save all kinds of things. Now, they can't do that because the system is not sophisticated enough to let them fly in a straight line or to let the pilots figure out how to do it. The pilots can request, can I go from this airport to that airport to the next airport or whatever vector it is? And once in a while you'll hear them say, well, the air traffic control system has been good to us. They're allowing us to fly straight from this point to that point. But it's like a hodgepodge. It's stupid. And this example of the 777 with 247 people, 12 in the crew, that could have been, you know, it could have been curtains. There's never been an accident involving a 777. But yet, you know, because they don't have, there's no communication with one another. They're not supposed to be in the same flight path, but they were. So if it wasn't for these guys in the plane knowing how to actually fly the plane, the guys in the C-17s, they kind of knew what was going on, but they didn't take any evasive action. It was the 777 that dive-bombed to get away from them. So you think about it. What in the world are we paying for? There's no money left in the air traffic control system. They have the Social Security Trust Fund and the Air Trust Fund and the Highway Trust Fund. They've all been raided. So here we have this antiquated system that is built on basically what the system was 40, 45 years ago. And so you're leaving yourself open. It's unbelievable that there haven't been any fatalities, given how stupid, you know, the whole system functions. They don't talk to each other. They cannot communicate to each other. Is that crazy or what? Unbelievable. So anyway, I get off on my toots about this, but I think that you ought to know those stories. You ought to know what's going on. Been very little news coverage of this. Very little coverage of that story. And it's something that we as taxpayers and the public ought to be screaming about. Why can't we have the system? Why can't we use the military system for the commercial? I mean, there are 5, 6, 7, 8 times as many flights a day using the commercial system as there are military planes. So, anyway, I don't know. I get annoyed with this stuff sometimes. 19, 18, 17 after the hour.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrinasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
You know, these days, more Americans are using their credit cards less.
Which is why Rent-A-Center is making more sense.
You can get the brand you want without having to use
and abuse credit. You don't even need a credit card.
And if you need to, you can stop and pick back up where you left off.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get a special price on your choice of 2 Ashley sofa and love seat sets. Rent to own with no credit needed and no long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop
in the new economy.
See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
The following contains a toll-free number for individuals looking to lose 30 pounds or more.
Please pay attention. If you would like to be among the first to try a weight loss supplement that's proven to help you lose weight, please call the toll-free number at the end of this ad. If you do, you will receive a risk-free trial of an exclusive weight loss aid that does not require a prescription. By enrolling in the 30-day risk-free trial, you'll be able to burn fat more quickly by boosting your metabolic heart rate, allowing you to lose weight in days instead of weeks. Be among the first to call and get your trial risk-free. 1-800-503-2610. Again, if you would like to try a proven weight loss supplement that could help you lose 30 pounds or more without a prescription, you may now call for the risk-free trial. Call Acai Fresh now. 1-800-503-2610. 1-800-503-2610. You may begin calling now. 1-800-503-2610.
Jack be nimble, Jack be quick. Jack knocked over a candlestick onto the shag carpeting, and his pants ignited into flames, causing him to stop, drop, and roll. Luckily, Jack recently had Geico help him with renter's insurance, because all his belongings went up in flames. Jack got full replacement and now has new pants he ordered from Banana Republic. Visit Geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Yeah. Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit samandy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's samandy.com. Just like it sounds, samandy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed, bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Who put the bomb in the bomb, the bomb? Who put the ram in the ram a lam a ding dong? Who put the bop in the bop, shabop, shabop? Who put the dip in the
dog?
Yes, Richie.
Who was that man?
I'd like to shake his hand. He made my baby fall in love with me.
This is birthday time.
Every word went right into her head. And when she heard them singing,
Rama, 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 Ding Dong,
she said we'd never have to
fall. Looking who forward to the country the song today.
Who put the ram in the ram around the ding dong? Who was the man? Barry Mann.
Although
who
we wrote had Barry on the show. Yeah,
he's not a man.
Great
who
guy.
Who was that man? I'd like to shake his hand. He made my baby fall in love with me.
Everybody now.
I'm not aware alone.
How do you get into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame writing lines like boogity 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 boogity
boogity
boogity boogity boogity boogity boogity boogity boogity boogity boogity boogity boogity
boogity boogity boogity boogity boogity boogity boogity boogity boogity boogity boogity boogity boogity boogity boogity boogity boogity boogity boogity boogity boogity boogity boogity boogity boogity boogity boogity boogity boogity boogity boogity boogity boogity boogity boogity boogity boogity boogity boogity boogity boogity boogity boogity boogity boogity boogity boogity boogity boogity boogity boogity boogity boogity boogity boogity boogity boogity boogity boogity boogity boogity boogity boogity boogity boogity boogity boogity boogity boogity boogity boogity boogity boogity boogity boogity boogity boogity boogity boogity boogity. Fall in love with me.
All right, out of the frying pan into the fire.
Barry Mann is 72 today. Carol King, birthday today. Her real name is Carol Klein. Responsible for the locomotion. Might as well rain until September. It's too late. Jazz Man and a dozen other great songs. Feel the Earth Move. Great performer and singer. 69 today, born in the state, 1942.
Baby, I'm
yours. Here we go.
Prentice, golfer's birthday is today. Roger Mudd, the former CBS newsman, CBS newsperson's birthday is today.
Who was actually related to Dr. Mudd, who fixed what's-his-face's leg, killed John Wilkes Booth.
John Wilkes Booth, right.
Which is where we get the expression, My name is Mud.
Mud, yeah. Okay, thanks, Luigi, for that.
Yeah, no problem.
Intellectual stimulation.
It's very interesting, I think. Factoid.
Fascinating. Right. Barbara Lewis, born in the state 68 years ago. So let's see here. Baby, I'm using, trying to think of some of the, Hello Stranger, Make Me Your Baby, some of her big songs. Born in the state 1943. Joe Pesci is also the same age. Today is his 68th birthday. And Judith Light, who is Angela in Who's the Boss. You'd recognize this woman if you saw her.
Oh, yeah, everybody knows who she is.
Yeah, Judith Light, 62 today. She actually flirted with me once, didn't she?
Really? Yeah. No, she didn't.
Yes, she did.
No, if she did, she didn't mean it.
Oh.
Thank you. Do you know what I mean?
I know what you mean. Right. How can anybody mean that? Mia Farrow.
She's the judge on what show
she
now?
Is.
On CS, not CSI.
She's been
Law
a judge.
Order.
CS, Law and Order. No, Law and Order. Yeah.
She's one of the Law and Order judges.
Let's see. Mia Farrow's birthday is today. Her real name is Maria Dolores.
I wonder what Woody's going to get her. A family snapshot of him and his new wife.
Ex-Mrs. Woody Allen. Ex-Mrs. Frank Sinatra.
Yeah.
He's in Rosemary's Baby, Hannah and Her Sisters. That's her. She met Woody Allen. Let's see here. Looks like Holly Johnson from Frankie Goes to Hollywood having a birthday today, 51. And Richie got to Jennifer All Excited by James Travis Tritt's birthday today. Grammy Award-winning singer, vocal collaborator with many of the greats. I don't know how many songs you know.
I ain't much into country, but I do like me some Travis Tritt. You know,
Georgia State, 1963, so he's 48 today. Happy birthday to him and everybody else who's celebrating their birthday today. It's 28 after on Good Day.
Kitchens and Kindness.
I love to cook. I love to cook. If you eat, I'll cook.
I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. Volunteer Mildred Matthews warmed up to cooking years ago.
When I was a teen and I would babysit, I would experiment with some little dishes on some of the kids, and the parents liked what I fixed.
One popular creation she calls Spiders, a potato pancake that kids loved right away. But now Mildred makes traditional comfort foods like turkey dressing from scratch and peach cobbler. She says her church friends make dinner every Sunday for the homeless.
And the reason I'm very passionate about feeding the homeless is because they don't have a choice in some of the decisions that they used to make. I put the same kind of love as I would for my family.
Hear more stories about volunteering on AARP's website. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. I'm Aileen Ellis. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
If your goal is to lose weight in 2011, then look no further. Our resident doctor, Ken Kronhaus, recommends MetaFast, and so have over 20,000 doctors since 1980.
I recommend MetaFast to my patients because it's fast, safe, and satisfying. The MetaFast meals are scientifically formulated to keep you full and satisfied, and with over 70 meals to choose from, you will never feel hungry. Lose up to 20 pounds the first month. Some of my patients have lost up to 60 pounds.
Here's how to save $50. Log on right now to MetaFastKen.com. That's MetaFastKen.com. Or call 800-506-4115 and use the code Dr. Ken to save $50. Call right now. Results will vary. Consult your physician before beginning a weight loss program. Call or go online for complete program and discount details. MetaFastKen.com or call 800-506-4115.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Sightglass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BIGBERKEY waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
At hempusa.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Most of us eat a blend of processed, man-made, and all-natural food. But the food you eat may not provide all the nutrition your body needs. We now know that liquid vitamin supplements are absorbed faster than pills. That's why you need C-Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Sea vegetation is known to be the richest source of organic minerals, and that's what you'll find in all-natural, great-tasting Sea Energy. Sea Energy contains aloe vera, black cherry, cranberry, and pomegranate juices, plus ginseng, cat's claw, ginger, ginkgo biloba, and over 50 trace minerals needed for healthy metabolism, all from natural organic sea plant sources. Get a 10% discount by using promo code GCN at checkout when you order Sea Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Call 855-732-3637. That's 855-732-3637. Or go to AffinitySeaEnergy.com today.
Near you.
Good Day program. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horan, Rich McFadden, 33 and change past the hour at DougSteffen.com today. A lot of good video stories. The snow story from Chicago is a good one. Lasagna cupcakes may be inspirational for you. The lady who clobbered a gang of armed men with her handbag and sent them packing. In the talk radio countdown show, there are videos from the Boomer Broads who were on yesterday with the former producer of theirs who went to Egypt and came back again. Pretty interesting stories there. Amazing video, work of art created out of cups of coffee, the Mona Lisa, like you've never seen it before. Our poll today, how do you feel about Valentine's Day coming up? A, it's fun and romantic. B, it's only fun and romantic when the relationship is new. C, it's too commercial. D, it's a lot of hype. E, ba, humbug. There you go. Let's see. Which one is a good one for you, Jennifer? Fun and romantic.
Fun and romantic. Romantic.
No matter what, right?
Yeah.
All right, Richie, fun and romantic for you? Too commercial?
Both. We have the fun and romance, and we also don't buy into all of the commercialism. So.
Yeah. All right. So anyway, give us your feeling. Check out your email. Check out the poll at DougSteffen.com. Yesterday's poll, who will be getting Valentine's Day cards from you? Let's see who got the 28% of you said, I'm not giving any cards this year. That's the Bah Humbug response before we put the Bah Humbug response up there.
By the way, the grandma who foils the robbery jewelry, jewelry robbery, I just found the video. I'm going to post that on the site as well.
Good.
I'll put it in the story there.
So let's see, 28% not giving any cards. 24% said some or all of the above, and above the above included 23% saying My boyfriend and girlfriend, spouse, significant other, is getting a Valentine's Day card from you. 13% of you said your children are getting a Valentine's card from you. 6% said your parents. 6% said some friends are getting them. So it's pretty well, it's well-rounded, if you will. Very cool stuff. Now, last week, I believe last Friday, we put on DougStephan.com. And by the way, the video gets posted. It stays there. You can find all these in the archives, including the 6 mistakes men make at Valentine's Day and how to avoid them. Because there are a lot of mistakes, silly mistakes. In fact, Richie, this may be a memo to you and your kind.
Oh, yeah, why? What do I do this time?
Well, there is a Yahoo is carrying a notice suggesting that the spike in men searching for answers to questions like when is Valentine's Day tells them something is awry.
When is Valentine's Day
is the number one question at Yahoo.com.
When you're in trouble if you don't
is
have
Valentine's Day.
Day?
All right. The romance thing, maybe it trips some people up. Maybe I shouldn't be hooting and hollering like I am about these. You know, you hear me talking about Valentine. I've said every day I give you a countdown to Valentine's Day. Like, okay, it's 5 days from now, 4 days from now. And why are you waiting, by the way? Valentine's Day, around the corner, you have almost run out of time. I have been for, what, the past 3 weeks talking about Pro Flowers and the specials that they've had each week, so you could get yourself prepared, you could do the work that you wanted to do and not have to worry about it at the last minute and not being able to get the flowers that you want, having to settle for some dreck that costs twice as much from the supermarket.
The
last-minute
stuff is never good.
Junk.
It's overpriced and yucky.
All right, so here's the way to handle the problem. The radio offer from ProFlowers.com for this week is a dozen red roses or 2 dozen assorted roses. I take those, but you know, it's not quality over quantity. I just love the variations in the colors.
The different
pink
colors.
It's great. Yellow.
Pretty.
Anyway, you get a free glass and free chocolates, $29.99 at ProFlowers.com. They guarantee delivery by or before Valentine's Day. Guarantee the roses will stay fresh. So don't wait till the very last minute. This deal expires Friday at midnight. Place your order now. It's easy. Here's the way to get these Valentine's Day roses. Call 800-PRO-FLOWERS. That's PROFLOW. And mention Doug when you talk to the operator, D-O-U-G. Or go to the ProFlowers website, ProFlowers.com. Click on the mic in the upper right-hand corner and type in Doug. ProFlowers.com. Click on the mic, type in Doug. Do not wait. Supplies are limited. Last chance. It's midnight on Friday to order, so order them now from ProFlowers.com.
Switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Does a rolling stone gather no moss? No moss. You're going to have to trust me on this one.
Switch to GEICO now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrinasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later...
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
A recent study in the Journal of Nutrition Supplement revealed that whole soy foods may support breast health, promote a healthy heart and cholesterol levels, and help achieve nutrient adequacy. Registered dietitian Dave Grotto adds,
in addition to those benefits, leading experts agree that whole soy foods included in a balanced diet have beneficial effects and improve nutrient intake among the U.S. population. Whole soy is a rich source of fiber, protein, vitamins, and minerals. Just 2 servings of whole soy a day can help maintain overall health. You can easily add a serving of whole soy to your diet with a half a cup of edamame or 2 soy joy bars. Other forms of whole soy, in which the whole soybean or its nutrients are kept intact, include roasted soy nuts, canned soybeans, and tofu.
Plant-based proteins like whole soy are recommended by the USDA 2010 Dietary Guidelines. Go to soyjoy.com for more information.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
You know, these days, more Americans are using their credit cards less.
Which is why Rent-A-Center is making more sense.
You can get the brand you want without having to use
and abuse credit. You don't even need a credit card.
And if you need to, you can stop and pick back up where you left off.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get a special price on your choice of two Ashley sofa and love seat sets. Rent to own with no credit needed and no long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop
in the new economy.
See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Doug Steffens' Good Day program, 18 before the hour with Jennifer and Richie, and a focus on Valentine's Day. And I guess it's discouraging, actually. A couple of women say, what? Yahoo.com says that they're getting more questions about when Valentine's Day is than anything else. Wow. So I guess there is this list, as I said, the mistakes that men make on Valentine's Day that appears online at DougSteffens.com. Mistake number one, getting words of wisdom from your drugstore. There's a time and a place for Hallmark poetry, but it's not on Valentine's Day. No matter how heartfelt and close to home the text is, you did not write it. Women want to feel special. Giving a card that's designed to cater to millions of women does not send the message that you love that woman a lot. It's not everybody else's message. Richie, do you write things on a card?
Absolutely, I do.
Yeah. What do you say? Want to give us a hint?
No, I mean, I try to make it more than Happy Valentine's Day, honey, I love you.
Right.
Pick out something special or and just kind of make it unique so yeah. That it's, you know, you actually.
I think it's
trite.
Frankly, I think it's trite to give some things, but it's worse to give these cards. All right. So
I think unless you're in a really committed relationship, a handwritten love note too soon would creep me out. I'd rather have a card.
Yeah. Right. Mistake number two is letting a bear do your bidding. Stuffed animal, that's for children, not for a special lady.
Yeah, true.
A teddy bear holding a balloon with a pun like, I yearn for you, F-U-R. The Vermont teddy bears, they sell a lot of them this time of year.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. All right, so that's number two, Richie. Number three. By the way, jewelry, money, all of these things are not cheap. And if you don't have a lot of money, why can't you say something in your own words and do something cute?
You know what's a great idea? Cooking dinner at home.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
Really nice. You can get like three flowers. You know, it can be really nice and luxurious without being expensive.
Yeah. How many people are in relationships where there's a measurement of money? How much did the woman spend for the man? How much did the man spend for the woman? You got anybody in your life like that? Get rid of them. If that's how they judge your... there's a guy... I was reading a thing from Psychology Today, which I really actually do like to read, and I take some ideas here and there sometimes for my own life and for conversations on the air. Here's a guy that took his wife to a Subway sandwich shop on February 14th. And they apparently love going to Subway shops. And so this was exactly what she wanted to do. He didn't tell her, but she was very happy with going to the Subway shop. That's all she really wanted because they've apparently made it's a treat.
That's
for them.
Cute.
No kids. They go in and they have a sandwich. And he knew that's what she wanted. He didn't ask her. He just said, come on, let's go for a ride. And they went to the Subway shop. What the heck's wrong with that? It's not all about consumerism, even though that's what we think it's all about. It's not. Let's see. Sending a BlackBerry, this is mistake number four.
Oh,
sending
yeah.
a BlackBerry text message.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. And by the way, Facebook and Twitter, no. Especially if it's private, maybe, but not public. And a lot of people don't know even that whether they're doing public Facebook or private Facebook.
You can do that in addition to, but you right. can't do that as your only source.
Yeah. How many people give over? Do you let Janet make the plans, or do you make the plans, Richie?
I had made plans, but then it ended up our plans had to change because we were going to go out Friday night to the little wine bar and yeah. have dinner. Mm-hmm. But then we realized that it's the same night that we promised Sean we'd go to his school and play bingo.
Ah.
So we're going to go do bingo.
Is that a money-making? Is that sort of a fundraiser?
Yeah, it's a school fundraiser.
Right.
And then we're going to go home, get the kids to bed, and then we're going to go up to the Bonefish Grill, which is right up near our house, and
Dinner. Those are supposed to be pretty good.
They are very good.
Yeah.
Yeah,
very good. You didn't take me there. Why didn't you take me there?
Because we got to my house at 11:30. I gave you a peanut butter and jelly sandwich and put you to bed.
99. No, I had a tuna fish sandwich.
A tuna fish, that's right.
Yeah, it was good. It was actually very good. I enjoyed it. It was just what the doctor ordered.
There you go.
All right, so that final thing not to do is not to dress inappropriately. You want a romantic evening. If you don't have children and you're really making a special evening, do not dress. I mean, you don't have to go like Daniel Craig as James Bond, but there's something that the person in your life knows about how you look. And whatever, some men look good in jeans, and they wear them. I don't think I look particularly good in jeans, but I've been told.
If you dress up jeans, I think it's okay, but you don't want to go out wearing sweats and like a Steelers t-shirt
right.
or something.
No. No. But I think I'm reminded of one of the, there are a number of scenes in all the James Bond movies about how dapper he looks.
A dapper gentleman.
Yeah, I don't know that you have to be that. Although I think that stuff turns women on, doesn't it? Is that, if you see somebody in a tux, Jennifer, do you find that more attractive
yes.
than someone just in street clothes?
Men always look better in
suits.
What
about if you see him at a TGI Friday?
It doesn't matter. A tuxedo makes any man 100
really?
Times more attractive.
Even
really?
If it's totally out of place?
Well, because then you figure they're going somewhere. I mean, I'm just telling you, a baseball cap makes men more attractive, and so does a suit
really?
Or a tux. Absolutely.
How about if you wear a baseball cap with a tux?
No. Bad move.
Wouldn't work.
No cowboy
guys,
hat with a tux unless you're George
hey,
Strait.
Let me ask you this. What do you think? And I see this a lot here in Washington, D.C. I don't know whether you see it other ways. Guys with suits and a baseball hat.
No. Bad move.
I got a lot of guys. We have guys coming
really?
Here to the network.
And the weather's bad. I can see it.
They'll
but
be wearing a
general?
Sport coat with a baseball hat.
No. That's a little yuppie.
I wear a baseball. I wear a cap when I'm on the farm and the weather's bad. Other than that, I never wear. Some people wear them all
I wear
the time.
A lot of baseball hats. I
men
baseball
look
hats.
So much hotter in baseball
if
hats.
If your hair and your head
like
can't
women in Spanx.
Breathe, you'll lose your hair that way.
That's what if I'm 45 years old and I wear a baseball hat backwards sometimes? Is that still?
No, that's not good.
Right.
Forward is the only, because that covering helps you look cuter because it covers up your forehead or something.
Doug Steffens, good day at 11 before the hour.
I have a cute forehead. I'll thank you very
motorcycle
much.
Motorcycle owners, here's something to stash in your saddlebags. GEICO could save you money on motorcycle insurance. And here's how easy it is. You call GEICO and speak to a specialized motorcycle agent who gives you a free rate quote. If you're like thousands of other riders, the rate is less than what you pay now. And before you can say, cha-ching, the agent also tells you about 24/7 emergency road service for less than a dollar a month. Savings. It's what we do for people. Call today for a free rate quote. GEICO. Saving people money on more than just car insurance.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrin Nasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
Which brings us to the final round. If you are what you eat, then what am I?
Pasta puttanesca.
Correct. Mary had a little lamb. What was its name?
Lamar?
Correct.
Thank you.
What can you now watch instantly with Netflix?
Oh, unlimited TV episodes?
Correct.
Watch
unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
You know, these days, more Americans are using their credit cards less.
Which is why Rent-A-Center is making more sense.
You can get the brand you want without having to use
and abuse credit. You don't even need a credit card.
And if you need to, you can stop and pick back up where you left off.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get a special price on your choice of two Ashley sofa and love seat sets. Rent to own with no credit needed and no long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop
in the new economy.
See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the warranty guarantee.
Skip the long lines and high prices at the florist because right now at ProFlowers.com, you can get 2 dozen assorted roses with a free glass vase and a free box of chocolates for just $29.99. Just visit ProFlowers.com. Look for the radio microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 4444. Unlike overpriced flowers at the florist, which sit in the cooler for days, our flowers are sent fresh cut from the fields and are guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days. Just visit ProFlowers.com today to get 2 dozen assorted roses with a free glass vase and free chocolates for only $29.99. Order now and pick the delivery date you want. It's guaranteed. But hurry, because Valentine's Day is this Monday, and our special offer ends this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit ProFlowers.com. Look for the radio microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 4444.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Vary by state.
Those runaway Toyotas, we now have an answer. Or do we? Good morning, I'm David Weiss with News That Matters. We take you back about a year. February 2010, Capitol Hill, emotional testimony offered to a House committee. Rhonda Smith of Tennessee recounting a harrowing experience in her runaway Lexus back in 2006. Lexus, a division of Toyota. Smith said she merged onto an interstate highway and her car just took off.
I put the car into all available gears, including neutral, but then I put it in reverse and it remains in reverse as the car speeds to over 100 miles per hour down the interstate, and nothing slows the car.
And on that day, Rhonda Smith emotionally told that committee what she did while behind the wheel.
I called my husband on the Bluetooth phone system. I knew he could not help me, but I wanted to hear his voice one more time.
To put it simply, she thought she was going to die. After about 6 miles, her car finally came to a stop. We fast forward to yesterday. Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood announcing the results of a government investigation into the cause of those cases of unintended acceleration.
The jury is back. The verdict is in. There is no electronic-based cause for unintended high-speed acceleration in Toyotas.
So we're talking about floor mats and sticky pedals.
Some Toyota floor mats entrap drivers' gas pedal while their vehicles were in motion. So-called sticky pedals made some Toyota acceleration too slow to release.
There you go. End of story, right? Not quite. There are quite a few former Toyota owners who don't buy the results of this 10-month probe, and Toyota still faces numerous civil lawsuits related to the recalls of nearly 8 million of its vehicles across the country in 2009 and last year. Experts estimate the total potential liability of those suits to be nearly $10 billion. Now,
Here's something else that will matter to you.
Across the board and across the country, it's one of the better seasons we've seen in a long time, from every region of the country enjoying the great, smooth, packed, powdered snow. Great temperatures as well, as we get ready for some colder temperatures in the east, but still, the conditions are holding up strong. Waterville Valley riding up over 50 runs in New Hampshire. They stay at full operation. The High Country Double, always great for a run from the summit. At Okemo, it's 5 mountain areas and over 40 miles of skiing. Another couple inches of fresh snow fell yesterday at Okemo. Killington the same, now up at 150 trails. Their tree skiing is in very good shape. They have 74 runs groomed, over 140 trails total at Killington. On to Colorado, where the fresh snow just keeps falling, like in Arapahoe Basin. 94 runs from 6 lifts. They stay at full operation thanks to 8 inches of new snow yesterday. Beaver Creek riding at about 150 runs. They scored almost a foot of fresh powder. Keystone riding the powder themselves with over 2 feet of snow in the last 6 days. 134 trails. FordSnowCountry.com. I'm Andy Davis for Good Day.
On Wall Street, stocks advancing for the 7th straight session, the longest winning streak in nearly 7 months. The Dow up 72 yesterday to 12,233. S&P up 6. NASDAQ with a 13-point gain. Crude oil down 54 cents a barrel to $86.94. The 4th straight day crude oil prices have declined. Winter, it just keeps on coming. Winter storm warnings in place for 8 states, from New Mexico to Mississippi, up to a foot of snow forecast for Oklahoma. Snow and sleet expected as far south as central Texas. And there's below-zero wind chills along the line of this storm as well, to be felt from western Colorado all the way to Maine. First Lady Michelle Obama telling us about something her husband is no longer doing. President Obama, according to his wife, has given up his smoking habit. In fact, the First Lady says it's been almost a year since he lit up. Michelle Obama also saying her husband never smoked a lot to begin with. And finally, if you look on any calendar, you can find that each day of the year is a national something day. For instance, today is National Bagel Day. Can we have a fanfare, please? Very good. That's enough. That's enough. Of the 3 million bagels Americans eat each year, it looks like the most popular bagel is the one that has it all. In a survey taken by a New York-based bagel company, 36% of the 40,000 bagel lovers surveyed said the everything bagel was their favorite, followed closely by the Parmesan bagel with 35%. Cinnamon raisin and cinnamon sugar were also favorites, and the plain bagel rounding out the top 5. As we mentioned, every day of the year is a national something day. For instance, on the last day of January, a week ago this past Monday, it was Bubble Wrap Appreciation Day. Bubble Wrap started 51 years ago, and if you missed the celebration, just go out and get some bubble wrap and pop your head off. Not sure why this feels so good, but it does. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
The shadows start to fade as the light slips through the shade. Another morning sneaking in without a sound. Which aroma fills the air, and really nothing can compare to that first cup of Folgers going down. The best part of waking up, Folgers in your car.
Listen, learn, and win on your schedule at DougStephan.com. The Good Day Show is on 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at DougStephan.com.